Other efforts in Haiti focus on showing people how to cope for themselves during these terrible times. One program comes by way of the New York City Fire Department. It's an emergency program that was designed for the American public and is now being taught for the first time overseas. The BBC's Nick Davis is in Port-au-Prince.
Covered by tents and tarps in tight, cramped conditions, accidents in the makeshift camps around the capital are bound to happen. With the 1.5 million people living in them, calling the emergency services isn't going to get much of a response. Resources are either stretched too thin or are non-existent. Now, though, people here are learning to do it for themselves in an emergency.
What we have here is a simulated collapse, the simulated people underneath it, and they're going to walk through the steps and tell you both in English and Creole how they would crib it up to remove somebody.
A team of New York firefighters, doctors and nurses are teaching life-saving techniques to hundreds of people at the Pétionville Golf Club, the largest camp in Port-au-Prince.
What we need to do first is try to remove whatever we can by hand to see if we could reduce the amount of weight that's actually pinning the person down.
Community emergency response teams have passed on this expertise to thousands of Americans via a FEMA program, but it's the first time it's been modified and taught outside the U.S. Yves Telemac is based at the Canarsie Firehouse in Brooklyn and has been teaching fire training, triage, and light search and rescue techniques.
A lot of times it's 911. You can dial 911, and we'll be there 3-4 minutes in the fire department. But here, there is no dial 911. You depend on your family, your friends, and your neighbors. So if you know these skills, you can implement these skills, and you can actually save a life.
In a country where education, when it's available, can cost a lot of money, word has spread. Hundreds of people are eagerly waiting for the training. The course had been planned before the January the 12th disaster as part of the Clinton Global Initiative, because even in the best of times, rescue services in Haiti are limited. Crystal Klein is with WIT Associates, who designed the program.
They have been taking notes and asking for more paper and more pens to take more notes, and they've asked us questions like, why didn't you come sooner? Why can't you stay longer? We really need this. And, of course, the whole point is to train them to go out and train others. So, in essence, we actually are staying longer through them.
The New York Fire Department also found an interesting way to get across the benefits of good hygiene, a surprisingly simple way to save lives in squalid conditions. This song gives step-by-step instructions on how to wash hands properly. The course not only pushes things like hand washing, it also addresses prickly issues like domestic violence and rape.
We learned a lot about sexual violence and also that women living at the camps may have to deal with. So they even teach us how to protect ourselves.
The majority of the group are Haitian Americans. They speak Creole, and helping this country is vitally important to them. Dr. Fabienne Larac is a public health specialist.
My children are being washed by 3 different people in 2 days. So we can do this. And after almost a week, it's unbelievable. You heard their reaction. We are really giving a gift to this community that is unprecedented, because we are not just giving help and providing services. We are teaching them to help themselves, and they're going to disseminate this program.
The message does seem to be getting through, though. These men took the course.
Any time that the need arises for us to help, in case it would be like fire or anything else, now we'll be able to act rapidly. Now we know how to pull someone from the wobbles. If ever a disaster like this were to happen again, we'd be able to help people in need.
For the world, I'm Nick Davis, Port-au-Prince, Haiti.